We had a chance to talk to John Winkleman of the Lakeland Food Pantry in Woodruff about the continuing need to keep people fed in the North Woods. A lot of the pantries during the last few years have been very, very busy. What are your numbers looking like as you head into the last quarter of this year?
Well, we tend to have a little bit smaller amount in the summer just because of seasonal unemployment, but our numbers really increased back in 2008 and kept going up as the economy went sour. We have about 2,100 families registered at the Lakeland Pantry, and those families come from the Lakeland area where if they have children, they would feed into the Lakeland Union High School. So it encompasses Hazelhurst, Minocqua, Arborvita, Woodruff, Lac des Flambeaux, Lake Tomahawk, and other smaller communities in the outreaching areas where they don't have a pantry local to them. We typically give weekly supplemental food to about 450 families. Monthly totals are around, and this can vary, particularly in the winter it goes up, 6,500 men, women, and children, and the number of young children mirrors the free and reduced lunch program numbers in the school systems. So it's about the 38% to 40% of our recipient base are children.
You mentioned the numbers were peaking. Are they starting to level off, or is it still growing?
I would say we can constantly get new recipients. We probably average somewhere around 15 to 20 new recipient families weekly, 15 to 20 new families weekly. Some families will only come when they absolutely need help, and others we see on a very regular basis. The need is there, and we continue to find new recipients that need support.
Where is your strongest base of getting food or what you need to keep people fed? Where do you get the food from?
Well, we have to buy 98% of our food. Our food sources, in fact, my wife is very instrumental in finding them. Feeding America is the second largest food bank in the United States, and we get primarily one of the main things we get there is all of our meat and poultry. They basically get it from various stores when it's getting near the expiration date. They flash freeze it, and then we, as well as other pantries, can buy it at a very reduced price rate so that it helps not only our budget, but it allows us for a reduced rate to improve those food items that we can help with supplemental food needs for the needy. We also have local retail locations. Triggs in Minocqua has been very generous with pallet programs for us. There are food drives, particularly we encourage it with young children and that, but quite frankly, we give out about 16,000 pounds of food weekly. So you get, some food drives. They really don't go very far in terms of meeting the needs. What we prefer, because with our buying sources, as I just explained to you, we can take a dollar that if you went to the grocery store, you'd buy a dollar's worth of food and donate it to us, which is fine. But if you give us that dollar, we can turn that into about $7 to $8 worth of food because of our buying sources that we have available to us that the average consumer does not. So I always like to say that cash is king. and while we certainly take food donations, everything is appreciated. The monetary donation, if at all possible, is what really goes a long way towards helping us, because our food budget alone is about $265,000 a year. And we monitor not only the dollar amount spent, but the number of people and families served, so that we want to be good stewards of the donated dollar, because every dollar we spend is a dollar that's been donated from the community, whether it's an individual or a company or a religious institution or some other business.
John Winkleman of the Lakeland Food Pantry in Woodruff. More information on the pantry is on their website, lakelandpantry.com. This is Ken Kroll.